listening to the Mindful Biz podcast. I'm Alison Morgan, business coach at Relauncher. Okay, so this episode that we're recording will be the final one for 2022. Wow, what a flash the year always goes in. So I'm in the situation at the moment where I am finishing off all my work, and by the time this goes live, I'm hoping the plan is that everything will be done. So basically what's happening is I'm logging off on Thursday lunchtime and then coming back online on the 9th of January, at which point I will be in Perth. Really, really looking forward to it. And I thought for this episode today, what I would talk about is using the holidays to reset. So as we know, when we all came back to work in end of January, February this year, everyone was really exhausted. And also business had a really weird start to the year, to say the least. You know, everyone thought that we were going to come back and, you know, business would be flying, but it was very, very stop start because of a lot of supply chain issues. Oh, there were just so many reasons, but you know, as a whole, and I've spoken about this before in a previous episode quite some time ago, but as a whole, business didn't really kick off until March. And even then, it was quite a weird market. So I feel like we're going into the first round of Christmas, proper Christmas holidays we've had in 3 years. And using it to reset is the best thing you can do. So I'm going to give you some tips of what I do each year. And I'm sure some of you, or lots of you, actually do a lot of these tips. However, let's chat about it, huh? So what I do is I fully switch off, and I'm really, really strict with that. For some people, they will keep their businesses going over this period because that's what suits their business, and they'll have a quiet time, you know, at another point in the year. But using your holidays to reset is absolute gold dust, and if you do it properly, when you come back, oh my gosh, you have just all engines and cylinders on firing, on full fire, full mode. So slow down and take a breath. I'm not a slow down kind of person very often, but when I do, it's like, oh my gosh, my body thanks me for it. So this is the time of the year that I really, really make sure that I do that. So when I switch off at the end of this week, I will literally go into holiday mode straight away. I'm very, very organized. So we're having Christmas here, and then on the 27th, we go to Perth for a couple of weeks, and then Richard and the boys head off to Austria. They're going skiing. I'm not going to go with them because I don't ski, and where they're going, it's just skiing. There's nothing else. So I'm going to stay in Perth a couple of days longer and then come back to Sydney. So I'm super organized with everything, so that when the minute I'm pens down from here at work, I can just drop into holiday mode. Oh my gosh, it's going to be so good. So slow down, set yourself up so that you can slow down. Try not to go into the holidays with a massive to-do list or any to-do list. So that's one of my tricks, is I go into holidays and I don't have a to-do list. Oh, how good does that sound? It means that right now this patch that I'm in is just so hectic, and I've been hectic for weeks, but it's worth it. Take a deep breath. You know, deep breathing, as we all know, makes such a difference to everything. And I go through waves of doing meditation, but I haven't been meditating this year, and I can feel it. So that is an objective I am setting myself, that I'm going to use these holidays to just drop back into, you know, breath work and being far more mindful and just unwinding. And then when I go into next year, I'm going to carry that into the year. That is a fact. And when I make my decision on things that I'm going to commit to, it works. So that is, you know, now's a good time to just set those new routines, which are going to be good. So that doesn't mean like create new routines, but something like slowing down and getting into being more mindful and meditation, that's a good routine to get into, especially for me. Experience what's out there that, you know, really will tickle your senses. So I'm always a nature person, but I don't get out in the nature enough on my, you know, everyday weeks. You know, I go down to the beach and all of that, but I really, you know, just getting into nature is going to be top priority these holidays. I think it just does so much goodness for your mind. And again, for slowing down and being, you know, thankful for what we've got. And when we're in Perth, we're going down to Margaret River for 3 days, which will be amazing. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. And we're actually staying at a friend's place that I used to go to school with. And there's a few others from school that are going to be staying there. So it's going to be busy and there's going to be a lot of people in a small, not small space, but, you know, in one space. It's going to be fun. But having that time down there and going and doing, you know, like hikes, beach, outdoors the whole time, there's so much to see and do. And then even when we're in Perth, we'll be doing the same thing. So make the most of, you know, just getting out in nature and also experience things that you don't experience as well. I think that that's super important. It opens your mind to just different things as well. Continue your exercise. If you don't exercise, I strongly recommend getting into a bit of an exercise routine during the holidays. It makes all the difference. I mean, I think a lot of people that are tuning in are exercising and they love exercising and they notice the benefits of it. For me, I exercise every day, but what I, in particular this year, I've actually been really good at mixing up my exercise and trying new things. So I started off, or recently I was at BFT, which is a little bit like F45, and I absolutely loved it. However, it was full on, you know, in terms of cardio. You know, I'd go from being asleep to just having a heart rate of, you know, 160 within probably 25 minutes of waking up in the morning. And I did my back. I've had a weak back for many, many, many years, but I did my back in and I actually wasn't surprised. And it's only just getting better. So I've actually just joined another place down the road, which rather than just cardio, you know, it's got all the exercise classes and all the equipment. So I'm really enjoying that. And then I mix that up with at-home exercise. And I recently downloaded a new app called Align, which is Pilates. And I'm really enjoying that. I was doing Peach's Pilates app before then for 2 years, but I just got sick of it. I felt like that there wasn't enough new exercise videos coming out. So it's really good. If you haven't done it, definitely, definitely give it a go if that is of interest. Highly recommend. But because I'd had it for 2 years, I literally just felt like, oh my gosh, I have done all these workouts so many times. So I didn't renew when it came up to renewing for the third year. And I've gone with this Align Fitness, really good, and I'm enjoying it. In fact, I did that this morning. So keep the exercise going and try new exercises. I think that that is really, really good. So this time, it would have been when we were in Byron in the new year, I was thinking, my gosh, I need to do something different with my exercise because I was becoming stale, and I decided to try Zumba, which I tried. It would have been the end of January or even beginning of February. And since then I've been doing it on Monday nights and I absolutely love it. That hands down was the best new thing to integrate into my life. It has given me so much more coordination. I'm so much better now than what I was when I started. But also it always puts a smile on the dial. It's so, so, so good. And the great thing is this gym that I've just joined, they also do Zumba. So I did Zumba. I've done Zumba 3 times this week now. Oh my gosh, I just so love it. So have a think about, you know, what new exercise or movement could you do in your life and give it a go. And if you don't like it, doesn't matter. But if you love it, it can really just light you up. So that's another really, really great thing to integrate into your holidays and just to reset you. See if you do or you don't like new things in terms of exercise, but also it gets you into new communities, meeting new people as well. Now, this next point, this has got like big, if this was written in paper, this would be in red and bold with a highlight. And that is stay away from work, even mentally. The power of doing this is, oh my gosh, it's so good. So I'll tell you a little story. Years ago, I used to run a lot of events, as a lot of you know, and I used to run an event in January because I'd be in Perth in January and I'd think, you know what, while I'm there, I'm going to run an event. They were always sold out. They were always highly successful and I always loved doing it. However, it meant that I actually didn't switch off from work over the holiday. So I actually would turn off my computer and my phone, but I would have this list that I would literally have to start looking at from New Year's Eve so that I had everything planned. So I'd get as much planned as possible before I logged off for Christmas. But naturally, there's just things to do for an event. And often I had to kind of like give it, you know, the last hurrah for selling those final tickets. And so I never really switched off. It was always on my mind. Oh my gosh. And so, yeah, it was just kind of like one of those things. And I actually, you know what, even looking back now, if I had my time again, I actually would do that again because I needed to do that because it helped me grow the business. However, now I don't need to do that. And the power of literally switching off and not thinking about work during the holidays, it allows seeds to sprout. It really, really does. And when you come back to work, ideas pop up in your mind. You feel so refreshed, so much more energized, and the rewards are huge. So if you've got the ability to actually do that and just stay away from work, mentally stay away from work, do it. So what I do is I switch my phone off. And I've got two phones and they go off and they go tucked away in a drawer away. The computer is off. So no devices, no social media, literally from Christmas Eve through to the 31st of December. Oh my gosh, do it, do it, do it, do it. Set yourself up so you can do it because yes, it is the best thing ever. Oh my gosh, so good. Enjoy your food. Yum. Remember to chew. So this is another thing. At this time of year, I make sure that I chew way more because I'm slowing down and becoming more mindful. Again, it's just part of the whole resetting your mind, resetting your work, resetting your body, resetting your actions and integrating new habits and things into your life. And also working out if you like these new things or not. So yes, slow down, chew more. And just enjoy the food. Yum. Oh my gosh. Now, another thing that I do, and I do this each year, is I make contact with people that I have often not spoken to in a very, very long time. And quite often they're different people each year. So you've got more time and it is a nice time to reach out. So that might even just be, you know, there's so many ways of doing that. So for me, between that whole Christmas, New Year, nothing happens because I don't have any phone devices or anything. But then when I switch my phone back on, not social media, not my emails, just the phone, I always get in contact with people that I've been meaning to do. And you know what? In the last month, I've actually done that. I've gotten in contact with past friends that have been in my mind that I had literally have not spoken to in over a decade, and I've done it. And oh my gosh, it feels so good. So now we need to organize a time to actually catch up. So use that time to do that. And the other thing is, you know, sleep in. I'm laughing because I never sleep in, and even during holidays, I don't sleep in. But generally towards the end of the holidays, my body allows me to sleep in a bit. So I'm actually going to make a conscious effort. I'm still am going to get up at 5 o'clock. Until I reckon until like the 3rd of January, and then from then I'm actually going to let myself be a bit lazier in the morning. But even then, I don't think I'm going to be able to go past 6:30. We'll see. But yes, or even take, you know, afternoon naps. Again, that is not what I normally do. But these holidays, I'm going to just kind of, if I feel tired, I'm actually going to lie down. So these are all the things that absolutely help set you up for success. So as I said, like when I went into this new year, I was not fully recharged. We'd been to Byron. Can you remember this story? We went to Byron and the accommodation which we had booked had been trashed, and so we couldn't check in there. And these people had us checking into like a different accommodation every single night we were there. It was an absolute nightmare. In fact, you know what? If you scroll back to the podcasts that were released at the beginning of the year, there's an episode where I talk about it because it was just honestly the most ridiculous holiday. I mean, it was great, but far out. There was a drama at every turn with that. So anyway, this one's going to be very, very different. I'm going to utilize all those tips that I've just given you. But as I said, in particular, logging off from work and staying off from work and not thinking about it is just so beneficial. I've actually had this festive out of office artwork made for my emails, for my automatic e-signature that I've had on my emails for the past 2 weeks, literally just saying I'm logging off on this date and I'm coming back on the 9th of January. And that has been really, really good. And you know what? That's the first year I've done that. And now, from now on, I'm definitely going to use that in the lead up to Christmas each year as well, because it's just another way of just preempting that you're taking holidays. So they're all the tips. They're all the tips. It's been a good year. We've actually just won an award. In fact, let me pull it up. Last night, I was literally switching off my phone to go to bed, and I thought, I'll just check my emails, naughty Alison. I hadn't actually gone to bed. I was literally just about to walk upstairs, and I received, I'm just pulling up the email, received this email saying that we, as in Sticky Studio, her name was Holly, where is she? Yes. We've won an award. How's this? This award has come out of London for the Innovation in Business MarTech Awards 2023, and Sticky Studio, like, so someone nominated us. I have no idea who it was. And so then I filled out the forms because this company contacted me and said, you've been nominated, filled out the forms. Then I got thinking, oh, I'll never hear from that again. And then I got this long email last night and it said, Sticky Studio has been awarded the most trusted branding and graphic design studio 2023 in Sydney. How cool is that? I mean, that is amazing. So that's such a great way to end the year. And whoever nominated us, if you're listening, thank you. Far out. That is so thankful. I'm so thoughtful. Wow. So, yes, that's how we're ending the year. So it's been great. Oh, and just quickly, as you know, relauncher, we've done the whole website refresh. So I did all the branding shots. Then we refreshed the website, and I've got to say it looks fabulous. I am so pleased with it. There's just another page to go up with regards to new services, but I'm going to deal with that, you know, in January, late January. So yes, check it out. If you haven't checked it out, check it out, relauncher.com.au. Sticky Studio is stickystudio.com.au. That website recently had a refresh, but so grateful and so, you know, chuffed to have won that award. So everyone have a fabulous Christmas. I'd love to hear what everyone's up to. I'll look forward to returning to social media after Christmas in the new year and checking out everyone's photos and videos. Have a great Christmas. Have a great new year. Stay safe. Use the holidays to reset. It really is very, very powerful. If you've got any other tips that I haven't given, I would love to hear them. Stay safe, and I will be back online in the new year.